Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is the 15th of September, 2008. Today I'm going to talk to you about dominoes. You know, dominoes, something every child, every kid would understand. A lot of most kids play dominoes. You stack those little black pieces of plastic close to each other, you knock them over, and they all fall down. That's what we have in our world today taking place. A catastrophic game of dominoes. And really, it affects everybody to one degree, to another. You know, I've been sounding the alarm now since 2005. The Lord is unfolding to me many things that I've studied in the scriptures, things that the Spirit was revealing to me through dreams, visions, just perception in the Spirit. And many of these things are coming to pass already. The Word of the Lord is about judgment. The Bible is full of judgment from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. And I'm quite well aware that the people do not like this Word. And that's a sad thing, because what the people need is the truth. And the truth is that judgment is in the land. Judgment is on the earth. God is angry with the wicked every day. God is judging. God is bringing judgment to those that will not submit to Him, to systems, to entities, to corporations, to governments, religious, secular, it doesn't matter. The message is the same. And the greatest prophet that ever was John the Baptist. He was a forerunner to the coming of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "But he that is least in the kingdom is greater than him." But that message of John the Baptist was to prepare the people of the Lord, to proclaim repentance, to proclaim bringing forth fruit worthy of repentance. Being baptized into repentance, a radical immersion in renouncing the things of this world. The people do not like this word. The people have never liked this word from the beginning. We can read the prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Micah, all the prophets. They would speak to a religious people that had the appearance of religiosity, would have the semantics of religiosity, but they did not like the truth. They did not love the truth. They did not have delight in the word of the Lord. And when their condition had become to where they had gone astray from the Lord, and God had rose up the prophets to bring them back, calling them back, they would not. They closed their ears, hardened their hearts, hardened their neck against the Lord. And the Lord had to bring judgment, not because he wanted to, but because he had to. I believe the lines are being drawn. He that will hear the Lord, he that will not hear the Lord. He that will walk with God, he that will not walk with God. He that will love the Lord, he that will not love the Lord. This world's passing away. And the things of this world will pass away. But the kingdom of God, the word of the Lord, endures forever. So if you're a wise person, you'll be pursuing the things that have eternal value, that never pass away. God's the same. He doesn't change. God warns his people to listen. He'll tell them judgment's coming. Whether it's famine, whether it's drought, whether it's catastrophic earthquake, whether it's being kicked out of your own country, going into exile, whether it's even a catastrophic flood with Noah, God warns the people. Gives them a command, how to build an ark, what to do to ride out the storm of judgment. you hearken, it'll bring deliverance to you. So at the same moment of great deliverance will be the judgment also. So it's up to each and every one of us to decide what you'll experience from the hand of the Lord. A cup of mercy or a cup of His salvation. As I read the book of Revelation, the judgments are being poured out over and over and over. God's looking for repentance. God's looking for a man that would tremble at His word, that's broken and contrite, repentive, trembling at His word. That's the man the Lord is looking for. He makes a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. God's looking for repentance. And the amazing thing is, as you look at the book of Revelation, as the judgments come, unprecedented events, the people harden themselves against the Lord to the point there will be a literal war of the rebels warring against the Lord God Almighty and His Lamb and the ones that follow the Lord. The things of this world are passing away. The kingdom of the Lord shall come with King Jesus Christ, ruling in righteousness. With a rod of iron He shall dash His enemies into shivers. Fear the Lord and give Him the glory that's due His name. For the time of His judgment has come. The people that have heard this judgment word need to, the ones that have submitted to the Lord in obedience, it's time to go forth into the kingdom. Be about the Father's business. Don't get caught up listening to the latest prophecies of this and that. Go forth into the kingdom. Herald His coming. Decry it. Declare it. You want to be faithful doing what the Lord would require of you in these days. Watching and praying. Being faithful to Him. Surrender. Lay down your life. Pick up your cross. Deny yourself. Follow Him. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, because these are dark days that are coming. Gross darkness will be upon the people, but the light of the Lord, His glory, will be upon those that love Him, that have allowed an environment that's conducive of His respect and fear and love and presence. I believe the word of the Lord is going to be with the disciples of Christ. And there'll be signs and wonders and conviction of the people. For those that despise the Lord and have had no delight in His truth and His grace, trouble, anguish, tribulation is coming. I mentioned dominoes. A year ago, I had a discussion with my parents about the financial collapse that was coming. 3 years ago, at this point, I left my family. I left my homeland. I left my business. I had a message called the alarm. A religious people that were unperceptive to it largely. A culture of our civilization, societies, oblivious. Judgments were coming forth in every sector. It's going to be an exposure. It's going to be martial law. It's going to be war. It's going to be economic demise. There's apostasy. All these things are coming. A year ago, I urged my parents to go into a cash position because banks would fail. I had this discussion. I blessed my parents, but they largely didn't believe it. I said, there'll be a bank run. My dad said, the Fed will just print money, which is true. They have been printing money. But so over the last year, we've had an unprecedented, catastrophic collapse of the U.S. economy. It's rippling across the world. We're seeing real estate value fall. Banks have fallen. Mortgage banks have gone out of business. People losing their jobs. Cost of food, cost of goods going climbing. In recent days, more banks have been falling. We've had Sally Mae, Freddie Mac fail, with the government stepping in. We have Lehman Brothers, which is a major broker-dealer, going in bankruptcy. And today, announcement of major insurance company in trouble. This is what I mean by dominoes. And the people don't perceive the serious jeopardy that we're in, the economy. Look at the homes. Look on the horizon, all these homes. They're losing their value. It's a time to fear the Lord. This is only the beginning of what's coming. It's a great day to walk with the Lord, because you're on the winning side, because He triumphs. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. But woe unto those that despise Him.
I recorded that about a week ago as I was driving on the freeway. Great unprecedented news with the biggest, most powerful financial institutions in the world. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Now, since then, as I speak to you today, now the largest banks in the United States, Washington Mutual, has also been crashed. It's a time to be rich towards God, where neither moth nor rust destroy, nor thief breaks in to steal. Love God, love people, keep your ears tuned to Him, your heart open to His prodding. Because this is the hour to rise and shine. This is the day, unprecedented, that the prophets of old have looked for. This is the day to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ against the evildoers, to speak to the kings, the rulers of this world, both secular and spiritual, and speak in the name of Jesus Christ the truth, in meekness, but in power and boldness. Ladies and gentlemen, the false prophets abound. The lying people believe lying leaders. But you can follow the truth. You can follow Jesus. He'll keep you. You are bought with a price by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He has given every single thing that you might have life eternal. He will give you everything you need to stand strong through these days. A great day is here. Think about the greatest event, the most important event in your life. Would you not want to be prepared for it? Would you not be dressed appropriately? Therefore, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Wear the garments that are white in righteousness of Jesus Christ, and yield to the power of the Spirit. This is the time to be the true church of Jesus Christ, filled with the anointing of the Lord, the oil of God, with your mouth as a sharp two-edged sword. Serve the Lord.